What might you call a male homosexual? What would you just call him?
Call him a queer.
Okay. And then a masculine female who's not necessarily a homosexual.
A tomboy.
And then what might you call a female homosexual?
A lesbian.
Okay, and then a sexually overactive male.
I don't really know of a word that necessarily that I would use that describes that.
Okay. What about a sexually indiscreet female?
Oh, I'd probably call her a slut.
And what if, how would you describe, what would you call an ugly boy or man?
Just ugly.
Okay. What about an ugly girl or a woman?
Same thing.
Maybe
homely, I don't know. I guess homely would be.
And then, well, what if they were very attractive? What would you call a boy or a man?
Well, nice looking or handsome, I guess.
And then the girl, the woman?
Good looking, pretty.
What about someone who's very bookish?
A bookworm.
Okay. And then would you make any distinction between if they were intelligent or witty or a, you know, a scholarly type or?
No, I don't think so. They'd still be a bookworm.
Would you use a bookworm in that term in a derogatory type?
No, I wouldn't.
What about someone who seeks praise and attention from someone? What would you call them?
I don't think that I would have a general term that would fit that.
What about brown nosing? Do you ever use this term in school?
Yeah, but that doesn't seem to mean quite the same thing, because it seemed like everybody seeks praise. Brown nosing means that you try to get praise that you're not entitled to. By, you know, doing things that obtain favors. So I know what brown nosing means. I also call it AKing.
What does that mean?
Stands for ice kissing.
Okay. I did not know. I've never heard of that before. What is the distinction between grade school, junior high, and high school? For the grades distinction, where does one begin and the other end?
Well, it depends on whether you're in the city or the county. If you're in the city, grade school starts at kindergarten and goes to the sixth grade, or used to, and then you would have junior high, seventh, eighth, ninth. Senior high would be 11th and 12th, I guess. Then in the county, though, you didn't have kindergarten, and you still don't have, and the grade school goes from first through seventh. And then you just have a plain high school, which is 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th.
All right. Okay, what type of fence?
But however, when I grew up, it was just 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. We went to high school, went to college after 11th.
You didn't have 12th grade?
No. I went to college after the 11th grade.
When did they add 12th grade?
If I know. I just don't really know.
Why did they add 12th grade?
They didn't add a 12th grade. I reckon they added a sub-freshman grade is what they did.
Well, which is 8th grade.
No, but that's right. When I went to high school, or to college, or to school, I graduated from grammar school in the 7th grade, and I went to high school for 4 years, and the